This week's Torah reading is called Vayeshev, which means settled. And the opening verse of the reading starts actually, and settled Yaakov in the land of the tribes of his father, in the land of Canaan. And then it starts talking about all the stories that happened with one of his sons, Yosef, who had problems with the other sons, etc. And he was sold, and all kinds of stories. Very interesting. The commentators ask, what's the need for this first verse? Like we knew in the previous parsha, in Parshas Vayishlach, the Torah said already that Yaakov was in the land of Canaan. Why does the Torah have to repeat over here where he was? And furthermore, it doesn't really have any connection to what happened afterwards, because afterwards starts talking about the story of Yosef, and this is basically going to the end of the first book of the Torah. So why do we need this first verse? Some commentators say like this. Look, after the Torah said at the end of Parshas Vayishlach, all the descendants of Esav, then starts talking about the story of the descendants of Yaakov, but in order to explain to you that maybe you forgot where Yaakov was, because this was mentioned before all the descendants of Esav, so therefore it starts talking about the descendants of Yaakov. But first of all, we have to know where was Yaakov based. That's some commentators say this. Other commentators say, look, Yaakov was never really established in the land of Canaan. Esav himself, we learned in the previous reading, was established in the land of Seir, which be somewhere at the southeast of the land of Israel. But Yaakov never really got established, even though he wanted to establish himself. That's why the reading is called Settle. He wanted to settle himself, but he had all kinds of problems, all kinds of stories that led to the Jewish people going down, the children of Israel or whatever, going down to the land of Egypt, and then afterwards working and traveling through the desert for 40 years, and then they got into the land of Canaan, and that's when they got actually settled. So Yaakov wanted to get settled in the land, but he couldn't. That's why the Torah starts with this. But there's a teaching of the Maggid of Mezrich. The Maggid of Mezrich was the second Hasidic rabbi, Rebbe, that actually his passing was 19th of Kislev, which today, when I'm actually recording this, is the 19th of Kislev. And the Maggid of Mezrich teaches us something very interesting when you look deeper into the words, something that can help us for our service to God. Because the previous explanation is just, okay, let's try to fit this verse into the reading, and okay, then continue reading. But this teaching of the Maggid of Mezrich, Rabbi Doiber of Mezrich, has something to live for us and to teach us for everyday work. The Maggid of Mezrich reads like this, Vayeshev Yaakov, Yaakov settled. Where did he settle himself? Be'eretz, in the land. What does that mean? That he was involved in everyday things, in very simple things, in the day-to-day life. He went to work, and all the things that people settle themselves in life, in worldly matters, so to speak. Why did he do that? Because Yaakov was a very lofty person, a very high-level spiritual person, etc., etc. Why did he have to settle himself in worldly things? So the Maggid of Mezrich continues, Megure, the literal translation of the word Megure is travelings. But the Maggid of Mezrich says, this is talking about gathering. And he brings a proof, Oiger Bakaitz, when people gather the figs, etc., etc. So we're talking about gathering something. What are you gathering? The Maggid of Mezrich explains like this, when a person in his everyday life, very simple ideas and things that he does in his life, and he goes to work and he talks to this one and he talks to that one and walks in the street, etc., etc. And still in his mind, her mind, he's thinking about gathering the sparks of godliness that are around the world. This is something called in Kabbalah, in Hasidus, it's called birurim, refinement. Why do we live in such a worldly place? Why do we live in such a place that the presence of God is hidden? Because it is our work to actually work on ourselves, refine ourselves, and refine the world around us in order to reveal the godliness that is actually in the world, hidden within the world. But it's our job to reveal that godliness. This is what God wants. Of course, he could have created very lofty levels where he is actually revealed. But the angels, somehow, whatever they get, I don't know, but in any case, angels perceive the presence of God. That's why they're so excited, etc., as it appears in the book of Yehezkel. And you can look it in the Tanakh, etc. The angels praise God because they get it. They get the idea. They see him. Something, I don't know what, but they see him. However, we don't see anything. We see a flake. We see a worldly world. We see a material place where God is actually hidden. And it's our job, because that's what he wants, to reveal his presence down here. And that's called refinement of the world, which again, it's our refinement and the world's refinement. And in order for what? Why do we refine the world for? Continues the reading of Eve, his father. Again, the simple reading was, Yaakov was settled in the land of the travelings of his father. However, according to the Magid of Mezrich, Yaakov is settled in the world in order to gather the sparks of godliness and bring them up to his father in heaven, to God. In other words, to reveal the godliness that is inherent in the world, that is within the world. And how do you do that? Be'eretz Canaan, in the land of Canaan. Canaan doesn't just mean a name. Canaan means also a person that makes a merchandise, a merchant. That's what Canaan actually means. So in the daily things of buying and selling and coming and going and doing and not doing, etc., which means, so to speak, the merchandise that we work with, not necessarily that you sell things or you buy things, but you actually go on with your normal life. That's what you have, where you have to find God. That's your job, to reveal God in every single place where you go. And this is something that every single human being has to be aware of when a person mentions the name of God, when a person is conscious of God, of the godliness in each, every single situation in his life. That's where the person actually is settled in the land, in the world, but even so, is not actually absorbed by the world, rather refines and reveals the godliness in the world. And this is what actually God wants from us. It's not for our benefit, so to speak. We don't have to work to God and serve God because we're going to get a piece of world to come, or we're going to get a piece of money or well-being down here, physically, spiritually. It doesn't make any difference. Our work has to be settled down here in the most simple things of life in order to reveal his presence, because this is actually the reason why he created the whole world.